Well, hello there, folks. We have on Woman to Woman this week Anne-Marie Scully from Cornerstone Church in Tullamore. Anne-Marie will be discussing broken relationships, stress, anxiety, and much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So join me, Jackie, with Anne-Marie for Woman to Woman. So, Anne-Marie, I want to talk about rejection again. I know we were talking about broken relationships, but let's talk, and you've had a major breakdown in a relationship, a marriage breakup. The rejection you felt from that, can you share that with our listeners again, that rejection, that abandonment after the breakdown, especially being away when it broke down and you were not in this country where you didn't have the support of your family, where you felt really alone because you couldn't, you didn't know where to go. You didn't know what step to take. What was going on in your head at that time?
I needed to keep going. I really needed to keep going and keep trying. And in that scenario, because at the time when I was living outside of the country, I was still trying the relationship. However, when it did fully break down and I did feel rejected and dejected, even my dreams being rejected of wanting to have a family, because at the start there was an agreement to having a family, but then when I sought to the answers to when, there was a dismissiveness of it and total outright rejection of that. That really broke me.
Goodness.
Because I was at an age where I needed to start having a family, because as you know, as a woman, your clock is ticking. We believe that our clock is ticking. There's a certain time in a woman's life that it's more safe to have children.
That's true.
Than it is later on. There was a fallout from that later on of the rejection that I don't even have words to describe it, because the Lord's been so good and has actually healed me of majority of that.
It's almost like he's removed those thoughts around it. And he does that in healing, and you can see that in you and hear it from your testimony. But at the time when you really were seeking this dream of getting married, living happily ever after, having your children, having your family, and those broken dreams became a reality, did you think that you were going to get out of it? Did you think it was going to change?
No, at that time I was absolutely devastated. I can't put words to how devastated I was, because my world ended. My future ended. I didn't have, there was a lack of hope then.
But you were also going through an abusive relationship. It was not a physical abuse, but emotional abuse. And, you know, going through that trauma. Can you tell me, you know, with that on top of it, and told then your husband's saying, I don't want kids with you. It was like a double whammy of rejection.
It was a double whammy. Everything fell apart. Then I didn't feel like I could go on any longer. I didn't feel like the relationship had value. I didn't feel like it could continue on or it had a future, because I was being mistreated and being devalued and, would you say, like, minimized or dismissed, made to feel smaller, not on an equal level. And
so your confidence was shattered too in this.
My self-esteem was completely rock bottom. I had no self-esteem at that time. And it was rock bottom. It was gone. My confidence was gone. I didn't even know whether I could even work. To actually find a job after the breakup of the marriage was extremely difficult, or to build a life on my own, or to even feel I had the confidence to actually start to live life independently and be able to go into a job and work and do the job well. And there was actually a time when I did eventually start to work here in Ireland that I really felt I had to have the strength coming from God, because I prayed so much during that time when I was working in this place where I was pretty much customer facing, and I was broken inside, and I really did struggle. And there was times when I just had to go and have my quiet time on my lunch break and just seek God or go for a walk or go around the park. Or even there was times, and I'm not joking, I used to actually go in the bathroom just to get a bit of solace.
That must have been really, really difficult, especially when you're on front line at customer service. But in that time, God was growing you, you know, and you knew that he was stretching you and growing you. And we have to be stretched or else we don't grow. You joined a church then, and then everything changed.
I did join a church, and I got baptized for a full submersion baptism. And that was me saying that this is my new life. This is me being set free to walk in the newness of God. The scripture does say that the Lord, he gives abundant life, because the enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. But the son of God comes to give life and life more abundantly. And that is what he did. And I was set free to live a new life, to walk the new path he had for me. And he gave me a plan and a purpose for my life. As it says in Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans and purposes for your life. He's there not to harm us. And he knows where we must go. And he is the one that I depend on daily.
And but it was your choice to turn to him.
It was my choice.
And return to God and really surrendered your life to him. And then everything's turned around.
I really surrendered my life to him. Yes, absolutely.
You know,
and
that Psalm,
the relationship with God.
Yeah, the Psalm you shared with before, Psalm 40, where he lifts us out of the muck and the mire and he puts our feet on a rock. And you were hanging on to that rock, even though you felt overwhelmed and drowning it. Perhaps at times, and just coming up for a breath of air, you still hung on to the rock. And I often think, you know, he throws us that life ring and says, hang on, there's hope, there's hope. And, you know, you're declaring that, you know, when you're telling that, sharing that testimony with so many others and with us on UCB Ireland, you know, you just know that you've been through it, but God has taken you out of that muck and mire, and he's got a new plan for you. Anne-Marie, I really appreciate you sharing that with our listeners today. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, thank you very much, Jackie, for having me.
Thank you for coming on and being open and vulnerable. I really appreciate that. Anne-Marie from Tullamore, from Slieve Bloom, Cornerstone Church, right there in Slieve Bloom in County Offaly. Thank you. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.